Hello, everyone. This is Catherine Torpy. I'm very excited to be on this call and to have so many of you on the call with us. I'm the executive director of the Focusing Institute, and I just want to extend a welcome to everyone. I think we have over 200 people on the call, and we have five teachers from the Focusing Institute Summer School who will be giving you something immediately valuable today. We really hope you find this call enriching and rewarding and a great hour. I'm sure that you will. And I want to just thank all of the teachers for being here and for being our summer school teachers. I myself have been a focuser for 20 years. And I was a focuser for about 10 years before I went to the very first summer school 10 years ago. And for me, it opened up a whole new world of focusing. I had learned one way, and it was extremely valuable to me. It had changed my life. But being in an environment with so many wonderful people from all over the world who were either focusers or were learning focusing, and being in the beautiful Garrison Institute on the Hudson River, and being with five incredible teachers from all over the world, it just opened up a whole new aspect of focusing. It helped me see that there are so many ways into the felt sense, and so many ways that once we tap into the felt sense, that we can then take that into different realms of our life, into our thinking, into our bodies, into our bodies and out of our bodies. And it's just, there was so much richness in all of it, and it really has meant so much to me. And I went to the summer school every year. Every year, it was my yearly retreat. So in this call, we're going to be giving you, as I say, something immediately valuable, plus a little taste of what the summer school might be like for you. I was thinking that it's sort of like when we walk by a yummy bakery and they have a little piece of a scone, a little tasty morsel that they're sampling. And sometimes that little tasty morsel is just right. You walk by, you have the tasty morsel, and you say, thank you, that was just right, and that's plenty. And other times you decide, oh, I'm going to go turn around, go back into that bakery, get myself some more of that. So that's a little bit of what we're offering you here today. And so now I would just like each of the teachers to just introduce themselves, and then they will each give you their tasty morsels.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm Ann Weiser Cornell. I'm the author of The Power of Focusing and The Radical Acceptance of Everything, and my new book is Presence, A Guide to Transforming Your Most Challenging Emotions. And I'm calling in today from Berkeley, California.
Thank you, Catherine. Hello, everyone. My name is Craig Madison. I'm a focusing-oriented therapist and existential psychologist. I'm originally from Canada, and tonight, where I am, it's 7 p.m., and I'm calling in from Brighton on the southeast coast of England, where I live.
I am Nada Lou. I am calling from Montreal, Canada, and the snow is finally gone. I'm author of Grassroots Introduction for Thinking at the Edge, and I am also a producer of many DVDs that some of you might have seen, and teacher of focusing and TAE. I hope you will like our presentation.
Thank you, Nada, Anne, and Greg. I'm René Veugelers from the Netherlands. I'm a focusing coordinator, especially for children focusing. And I'm working daily with teenagers and children, and also with babies. And I'm traveling all around the world to teach that to parents, but also especially to invite adults to get more connected with our playfulness and our inner child.
And I'm Kevin McGavney from Toronto. And I'm hopefully going to give you an experience of what we call whole body focusing, which is a very physical experience aspect of the focusing environment. So I wish you well. Back from Toronto.
Thanks, Kevin. So I'm Ann again, and I'll be taking the first turn. We're going to have each of the teachers take a turn to bring you something, and something from our own repertoire. My turn first. I'm going to bring you today something about releasing blocks to action. And just a second. Yeah, so what I'm so excited about releasing blocks to action, because I realized a long time ago that people I knew had so much potential, me too, so much we could be contributing to the world, so much value that we long to give, and yet over and over I would listen to people, and of course there was me at the heart of it, and with great dreams and great ideas and not getting any of it done, usually. And the tragedy of that, you know, you meet somebody who's enormously creative and you, wow, what a great musician, what a great poet, what a great coach, what a great facilitator, and they're not doing what they're great at. We're not doing it enough or not doing it as fully as they could. And wondering if there's a place in your life where you would like to be doing something that you're not doing. And so why don't we do just a little tiny exercise, starting with something like that, to give you a taste of what can happen when something that's not happening can be turned toward. And my work is a lot about turning toward what you might have thought was a bad guy inside, or an enemy, or a block, or a resistance. But if instead we turn toward it, something new can happen. So let's have you just pause. And this is this wonderful focusing moment. Always starts with a pause. And it always starts with sensing in your body right now. So sensing in your body right now, maybe even first feeling your body settling into what you're sitting on, finding your feet, finding your seat. And for many of us, that's maybe something we hadn't been doing. Maybe we'd been kind of up in our heads or kind of rushing around. Oh, let's settle. Let's settle and be here now in this moment, right here. And then coming into the inner area of your body, feeling that inner area that includes your throat, your chest, your stomach, your belly. There you are. And if that's easy, it's easy to feel in your body, lovely. And if it's a bit challenging, like almost like body, what body, can't quite find my body right now, just notice that. Oh, and notice it's kind of hard to find my body today. Still kind of buzzing around in my head. Okay, just notice that. Even that's a starting place. This is all about noticing what's true. There really isn't a right or wrong to it. It's just being with what is. Okay, so somewhere in your life, maybe, let's say, there's something you've been wanting to do, but you're not doing it. Maybe it's finishing that article. Maybe it's getting out and making a new friend. Maybe it's joining that dance group. There's something you've been wanting to do, and you're just not doing it. And let's have you say the words inside, I want to, da-da-da-da, fill in the blank, and something in me doesn't do it. I want to call that person, and something in me doesn't call them. And just pause and see what kind of difference it already makes when you say it that way. So that might be a really new way to say it. We might be saying, I can't get myself to do it, or what's wrong with me that I can't do it. So is there already kind of a new feeling when you say, I want to, or I need to, and something in me doesn't do it? Maybe even, and something in me doesn't want to do it. So just kind of feeling what happens. This is already focusing. That you're feeling what happens when you say it another way, when you let this be a something inside you. It takes a little time. It doesn't happen instantly. It's not as fast as thinking. So we'll say it one more time. I want to, da-da-da-da, get back to work on my book, and something in me isn't doing it. Something in me doesn't want to do it. Okay, now one more piece. And say hello to that. Okay, so I want to get back to work on my book, and something in me doesn't want to. And I'm saying hello to that. Saying hello to the one that doesn't do it. The one that doesn't want to do it. And let's pause and feel how that feels. Does that make a difference already? If you're like most people, you probably feel a little more room now, a little more space. There's some interested curiosity. So we're not going to do this right now. There's other teachers waiting to show you other things. Notice that this is a starting place. It's an inner relationship. That relationship has now become possible because you've turned toward it and you've said hello. Very good. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Next person to share will be Greg.
Thank you, Anne. So tonight I would like to offer a guided experience of being grounded in yourself while being present to another person. And what I want to suggest is that the relationship between two people, like client and therapist, and of course this applies as much outside of therapy, that relationship deepens significantly when we're present with an awareness of our own body. So I'd like to offer a chance to experiment with the difference that it might make to remain grounded in your own body while also being present to another person. So nothing special has to happen, and nothing has to change during these few minutes. We only have a few minutes, so it's a very simple exploration. And you can also just tune me out if this doesn't fit for you. So when you feel ready, you might begin to just invite yourself to be aware of your present environment, wherever it is that you're sitting right now. And just to relax into your body, just letting your shoulders down, let your weight down. You might want to close your eyes if that helps you to come down inside of yourself. And see if you can just invite your awareness into your body, mostly the middle where you feel things like your throat, chest, stomach, abdomen. And if you already feel something there, perhaps just acknowledge it and see if you can have enough space to invite a new experience. So just acknowledging what is there and just having enough space for something new to come. So now I would like to invite you to bring to mind a person who you like, but with whom you tend to lose your own presence, your own sense of being centered in yourself. So it might be someone who seems to kind of demand your attention in some way, so you lose that connection with your own ground, or someone who you kind of give your attention away to and kind of lose yourself in that process. So just picturing that person, somebody who you like, but with whom you tend to kind of lose yourself somehow. Just bring them to mind and notice the feeling that comes in your body as you do that. Just kind of almost picturing them across from you. And just noticing how your body makes itself as you imagine them there. And what I'd like is if you could see, if you can, even for a minute or two, just hold both that person in your mind's eye and the feeling of being you with them. So just kind of holding them there in your mind's eye and also the feeling that comes in you when you're actually with them. And see if you can just let the sensations be as alive as they would like to be. Just holding that sense of you and them at the same time might already feel a little bit different than it usually does. Maybe just taking a minute just to see how you would describe this feeling of being you with this other person. What's it feel like for you when you're actually with them? Maybe notice if the feeling would like something to happen from its perspective of the relationship. It could be anything. It's like the feeling might want to just say something or settle back into you in some way. There might be some expression or movement that would come from that feeling in your body. Maybe it just wants to be silent. Or maybe we would like to listen more intently to the other person. Just anything that would come from this feeling in you. So just welcome that, even if it doesn't make sense to you, or even if it's something that can't happen for some reason. If there's any impulse to be in a new way, first just pause and love the impulse. Just making room and loving the impulse if there's a new impulse there in you. Don't go into the practicalities of actually taking any particular action. So just imagining yourself with this other person. And if you allow yourself to be fully present with all of your experiencing inside, while imagining being with this person who you like, you may begin to feel a sense of something more connection, more possibilities, even if externally it looks like nothing much changes. You might sense something different, something more could happen there. I'd like to give you a minute just to sense the feeling of being you with this person before we let it settle for now. And as you begin to find a resting place for now, I would encourage you to slowly open your eyes if they were closed and see if you can remain connected to the feeling inside you now with your eyes closed. Seeing the environment around you and also remaining connected inside of yourself. And if you begin to lose the feeling, maybe close your eyes again and just open them more slowly. Just gently holding your awareness in both places, in your body and the environment around you. And what I would like to suggest is that being more fully present to yourself might already mean being more fully present to this other person, that it's actually one process, not two. And perhaps you found a feeling that might help center you in your own experiencing the next time you really are with this other person. And if so, that might be the beginning of just practicing, just being grounded in yourself while being present with another person. Okay, thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Greg. It was a wonderful way to be with yourself and somebody you love. And I'm going to give you a little bit of feel for what I'm going to do. I'm calling my course, The Body Search for Spirit. It's a basic focusing, introduction to basic focusing, and also open for people who already know focusing and would like to look into spiritual aspects of it. Why I call it this way is that I notice when I start teaching people focusing that a lot of people say, is this like meditation? Is this a spiritual practice? And I usually say it could be. It could be because if you have an openness towards looking for something transcendent in yourself, you might notice that something feels as if it's going to fit. So this is not going to be connected to any kind of religious practice. It's just I'm calling it to transcendent, to more than me. And the goals for yourself that I see something that I would like to give you is that you learn step-by-step focusing, first of all, and then how to be kind to yourself. Both Anne and Greg were talking about being in relationship with something or somebody. And I would like to give you exercise now, opportunity to feel how to be kind to yourself, how to be with yourself in such a way that you are not pushing for any change, that you are being with yourself and whatever is present for you in some kind of way, a way of being kind and caring, not fixing and changing. So I'd like you to take a moment and just feel your body again after hearing the other two presentations. Just notice how your body is in the chair, wherever you are, and sense where your feet are, how your shoulders are. And if there is any kind of tension in there, just notice it. If there is anything that is in your mind, in your body at the moment that is kind of asking for your attention, to spend a few moments and feel it and ask yourself, how does my body tell me right now that this is something between me and feeling really good? Just take a moment to sense something like that. And I'm going to show you now how to cultivate a dwelling place, space for you, to listen to yourself, that you will be able also to listen to others when you learn how you are kind and helpful to yourself. So see for a moment if you find something that is really calling for your attention right now. And to use Anne's words, would you be able to say hello to it? What we usually do when we find something that we want don't like. We try to find a way to fix it or change it or deny it or run away from it. But this time, I'd like you to try not to do any of this, but to be in its company, not in it, but in the company of what is happening inside, and observe it, and kind of let know that that place that has something that doesn't feel totally okay, to make a space for it to be just as it is. And see if anything comes when you ask yourself, does it have a shape? Does it have a color? Does it feel somewhere in my body? And just stay with it for a moment and see what comes. And if nothing comes, you can ask yourself, well, what kind of nothing is it? Is it a big nothing or a small nothing? Or if something comes, let it know that you noticed it and that you're not going to do what you usually do, deny it or run away from it, but you will spend a little bit of time with it, in its company, as you would with somebody else who would need your attention. And if something comes now, notice it. And you can say thank to your body if you want. And if nothing comes, that's okay too. It might come a little bit later. And then slowly bring your attention back to where you are and your attention to the next person who is going to be Rene to listen to what he has to offer. And thank you for coming and listening to us, and we hope to see some of you.
Thank you, Nada. Actually, Rene is the next person, but this is Anne, and I have a little something I want to say before Rene has his turn.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much. That was Nada Lou, by the way. We have had three now of the teachers sharing exercises with you. We're going to go on and have these little gem presentations from two more teachers. Before we do that, though, I wanted to come on and just talk a bit about the Focusing Institute Summer School and about what you might expect to receive. We have a gift, an offer, for those of you who are actually on this call or who are hearing it in the next week. As Catherine said at the start of the call, this call itself might give you enough, like eating the sample outside of the bakery. And we'd love to be able to support you even more than we can do in this short time. And the atmosphere and the community and the in-depth possibility of going into topic really deeply at the summer school is the place where we'd love to be able to support you. We've been doing it now. This is going to be our 10th anniversary. It's very special to us to be having our 10th anniversary. It means we're quite experienced with how to create a really safe and deep and fun experience for usually about 80 to 100 people each year. All ranges of experience, from beginners to advanced. If you're a beginner to focusing on this call right now, you can probably already tell from the three people who presented what an accepting, allowing attitude there is. How it's based on being with your experience. And it awakens new possibilities. If you're experienced with focusing, if you've had some focusing experience already, you can probably tell from the three already what a variety there is in the focusing world. If you maybe have worked with one teacher or one way of working, there are so many other possibilities. And we'd love you to take a peek at our website, which is focusing.org/FISS. FISS is what we call it, Focusing Institute Summer School. We did something new this year. Each of the five of us recorded a video to tell you exactly what we'll be doing in our morning classes at the summer school. So have a look. I'm not going to take much more time away from the other teachers, although, you know, this itself, what can happen if you spend a whole week immersed in focusing? It's kind of a revelation, kind of an amazing experience that you maybe can begin to allow your body to sense. We'd like to offer you a $100 coupon, $100 off the fee of the Focusing Institute Summer School for good for 1 week from today until April 20th. So because you've listened to this call, either live right now or you're listening to a recording before April 20th, you have until April 20th to register and get $100 off focusing.org/FISS, and just put the word GEMS today. This is the GEMS call. This is the Focusing GEMS. Put the word GEMS, GEMS, into the special instructions line when you register, and you'll get $100 off. That of the already low fee, the fee is going to go up on June 12th. But right now, it's $820, and it would be $720 if with that $100 off. So we will have some time at the end of the call to interact with you and answer your questions, either about what we've been saying today or about the summer school. And now I'd like to turn over the microphone to Renee Vogelers. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Anne. Thank you. I feel that already if I wasn't a teacher, I want to register immediately. It sounds attractive. And that's what focusing has done to me.
Mm.
It has given me a structure and a clarity for all my feelings and ideas inside. How it supports that natural way of coming out. And in a strange way, my class, my morning class, is so much about the nonverbal world. And all the other teachers are giving you experiencing in the focusing inside, but it's harder for me because I work with all kinds of materials, with symbols, with movements, with expressions. So I want to go briefly a bit through my morning class so you could have a glimpse of what you could expect. And first invitation for you is, would you like to come home to your curiosity and playfulness and to organically explore this life energy inside of you? Just sense how that resonates somewhere inside. Through the years of teaching and my experience, I felt that that's a real wish of adults and also children. And in my training and practice, I experienced that there are so much senses, feelings, and ideas inside that doesn't have words yet, that are sometimes a bit shy or hidden. And in my course, I want to create with all of you a very safe containment in which we can explore step by step these senses inside. What I noticed through the years, also my teaching at the FIS, that the environment of the focusing school is so much more supportive than only in my classroom. And I will guide you through several steps. In my morning class, we will explore your own inner and outer safety. For example, explore where are your boundaries. Are you able to sense them? But as I said earlier, we will work with all kinds of materials. Really go outside, sensing the quality of the nature, feeling the quality of the sun, touching the grass with your bare feet. And for me, focusing is not only going inside, but it's an interactive process with yourself, with another person, and with the whole environment. And in my course, I will guide you through that process so you are able to explore all those different layers in your environment. And in my course, a very important point is, some of my other colleagues said it already, is the pausing. Pausing is so essential in the focusing attitude, the focusing process, that when you're just pausing for sometimes just 10 seconds or even 5, then in a natural way your attention moves more inside. But suddenly something new, something fresh comes up from the inside, and that gives aliveness, that brings clarity. And even it can bring other feelings, sometimes something sad or something angry. And while you are there, connecting to that part, you're able to discover it in small steps. And in my course, it's very helpful that we don't speak and share so much. It's more experiential. And sometimes, for example, when I work with children, they come in my classroom and they have a little feather in their hand. And it feels sometimes that we just can look, the both of us, for several minutes just how his hand is holding the feather. As if the whole story and all the emotion around that feather is captured in that feather. And when there's someone else who is just offering a containment, that can bring a change inside. So this whole course is really for everybody. It's for parents, for grandparents, for focusers, for teachers, therapists, counselors. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it's even more helpful to have no focusing experience than all. That gives you a fresh perspective. So it's an invitation for everybody who wants to explore their own living forward energy. Or maybe one of you wants to reconnect with your flexibility, your playfulness. And what I experienced through all the years, that all those knowledge is just there inside of you, waiting for such an environment, such a small practical process like focusing. So you will go home with a lot of practical steps and exercises, and you can bring that immediately back to your own life, your own practice, and also as a father or a mother of your own child. So this is a bit of my story. I want to invite you all to come to the VIS and explore together with me the vitality of your process. You're very, very welcome. See you there.
Oh, next, I guess I'm the last. Oh, to take that in. And I think you've been listening for a long time, so why don't you shake it up a bit? You know, if you're sitting for a long time, you may need to stretch a little bit. Whatever you need to do, just to break it up a little. And
so we're going to play with with two words. As this is whole body focusing, and the words will be in English. But if you are of another language, what the word is in your language, because the body knows the words better in your language than mine. And the words are gravitational space. Breath or two to just receive these two words either language. And what's different now is gravitational space. You immediately go to your mind to think what that might mean. Let's assume that your body knows that those words even better than you do. Gravitational space, or gravity, the association with what gravity and what it means to you, what it means to your body. And then step back a little and let your own body respond to its experience of those words. Stepping back, receptive to how your body responds to the invitation, actually, to explore its meaning. Maybe it'll be a little different than your meaning or your understanding of gravity. But play with it. Curious. See how the body reacts to that invitation. And it doesn't matter whatever the response is, but it is important that you accept that response in whatever form it takes. It could be physical, it could be an image, it could be sound, it could be a word, again, right back, but slightly differently. Notice if there is a response in a physical way, how the body connects with something that seems to mirror or to reflect back what that is actually meaning for itself. For example, for me, it would be that my body suddenly begins to be aware that it is connecting to something outside itself. Gravity means to my body, I'm feeling a connection with something like a chair or the floor or the air or the sound of a voice. That's not me. The certain quality of that experience that seems to give me some kind of support for me to be me. That's there. Welcome that. Because two things can happen. The body, in its wisdom, to feel supported, and it does this anyways. We're just bringing it to consciousness. It's aware of itself in that way. It does so. And what happens is it becomes a safe containment for something in me to awaken at the same time. This is a safe place. Maybe there's something in me that wants to be seen or heard or noticed by me. So welcome that. That's the kind of relationship between a solidly supported body in gravitational space. I'm not going to fall over. It's going to carry my weight adequately. So there's room for me inside of me to begin to awaken to what I need from in me, inside of me. Welcome that. Beginning of focusing. And also the beginning of a relationship between something in me and my environment that feels supported to whatever that is or whatever wants to come. As you support that or welcome that, feeling that, you'll notice that more will come. Often that more that comes, come in a different kind of way than usual. It won't happen unless you're there, unless you're present to it. Something will come that's particular to holding this situation in the sense of yourself and its environment, because it's safe enough to do so. Some of the qualities of that may well be a kind of reconnecting with, from parts of you to other parts. Pains or irritations that you didn't know were there. All kinds of things become possible because you're creating a safe place to yourself, inviting more to come. Maybe just we have a minute or two left, just maybe enough. Just make room for whatever wants to come now. Thank the body for this kind of response to you.
Thank you, Kevin. We've got time for your questions. Press number one, or for more of the teachers to talk about what they'll be doing at the summer school. My course at the summer school is focusing level one. And we had a question as people were registering. Somebody asked, is there a certification for any of the courses? Well, focusing level one leads to focusing level two, leads to focusing level three, focusing level four. And after four levels, there's a recognition of partnership proficiency. We have a question from Faith. Faith, go right ahead.
Well, I know that we've gone over this about the emotions that come up, but for me, identifying emotions, I'm just at a loss for that. That's my question.
You mean you feel something and you know it's emotional, but it's hard to tell which emotion it is?
Correct.
Ah. Thanks. I wonder if somebody wants to respond to that. Or I could.
Well, I would say that the entry into focusing for some people starts from a emotion. An emotion is a doorway into felt sense being the body sense of what you are experiencing. And the body sense is much bigger than an emotion and much safer feeling than emotion. So emotions are narrowed down, felt meanings. That's my piece.
Beautiful, Nada, and I want to just build on that and say that when we feel something and we don't know how to describe it yet, that's actually a good sign. It means that we're in touch with something that's more intricate and has more to it than just the words we've learned, like angry, sad, scared. Faith, does that help?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that question. Did one of the teachers want to add something about... I'm excited about working with this whole team again. These are such lovely people. You know, I could go on and on about how great each one of them is. They probably don't like to toot their own horn. You know, for example, Greg Madison has been teaching focusing-oriented therapy programs for many years and really that with a specialty in what he showed us today, the use of the therapist's own body presence. Greg has got two books out now. So, Greg, your morning course at the summer school is especially for therapists and healing professionals. Do they need to know focusing already?
Thank you, Anne. The morning course is, yes, for anyone that works with clients, therapists, psychologists, coaches, spiritual directors, anyone. and you don't need to already know focusing. And in the past, we've had a really nice mix of people that sometimes are very experienced and people that are really brand new. It's they want to somehow integrate this thing called focusing, even though they don't know it well or even at all. So it's a very mixed group, and typically it's a small enough group that it feels quite safe, and everyone gets space to bring up their own specific interests, and we develop a course around that.
It's flexible, isn't it? I mean, that's true of everybody here, is that the courses, the groups are fairly small, and the what happens builds up around what people say, what people want, the people who are there. Thanks, Greg. Question from Nada would like to say a bit. Go ahead, Nada.
I was just going to offer that we could say something about our afternoon courses, because there is a richness and a wealth of other things that happen in the afternoon. My own is about thinking at the edge, or TAE, and about dreams, and maybe other teachers would like to say about their own.
And let's just briefly, let's just briefly say what we're talking about, the way the Focusing Institute Summer School is structured. We are the five teachers. You pick one of us to stay with for what we call our morning course. So you'd be with one of us for all five mornings. Maybe I think it's six mornings, actually.
Six mornings.
So it's really a chance to follow someone in depth and feel safe in a smaller group. And then in the afternoons, we all offer these like standalone workshops, independent offerings that are on other topics that interest us and you. So, yes, everybody has. In fact, mine on releasing blocks is one of my afternoon offerings.
Mm.
We've actually got some questions. Let's hear from Robin. Robin, go right ahead.
Hey, if my question is not exactly about the summer, it's not about the
go ahead. School. That's fine.
It's not the right time.
No.
Okay. But I was wondering about these little, you know, morsels were really helpful in getting a sense of each teacher, and I'm wondering about being able to find a teacher, you know, just for now.
Find a teacher.
Not just the summer. And can anyone guide me?
Well, I'd recommend that you go to focusing.org.
Mm-hmm.
And hover your mouse over the menu item on the far left called Learn Focusing. And a little ways down, there's an Find a Certified Focusing Professional. So it's a searchable database that'll help you find a focusing teacher near you. And if you, you know...
And they have... I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Yeah. Do email us or call the office if you want to ask more about that. Thank you so much. Pauline, go right ahead.
Can I add?
Go ahead, Renee.
No, because I'm just wondering if we... It's important to say, because I'm coming from the Netherlands, English is not my native language. And in the focusing... at the FIS, there are 80, 90 people, and it's in an international group. So our main language will be broken English. that's always so helpful for me, that it's not about talking and sharing, but there are some people coming from Japan or all kinds of Mexico that doesn't have so much English language.
Yeah.
And that's so supportive for me as a non-English person.
It's really an international group. Yeah, that's true. Our main language is slow English. Yeah. So, Pauline, go right ahead. Hi, Pauline. I keep calling on you, and I'm sorry that I've done it and then turned away, but are you still there? Can't hear you. Maybe you're muted on your own phone? Okay. Well, anyway, somebody else has a hand up. Here we go. Juan?
Hello.
Hello. Good. Thanks.
I think you've answered my questions, and I just wanted to thank you for this space. It's been beautiful.
Wow. Well, that's a great way to finish. Thank you so much to everyone who's been on the call, who's called in. Thank you so much to the Focusing Institute and Catherine Torpe, the executive director who's been on the call at the very start. Thanks to my fellow teachers.
Thank you, Anne, for handling
thank
all
you.
This.
Yes.
And if you want to hear this call again, or if you want your friends to hear it, we will have a link to this call, the recording of this call, on the focusing.org/FIS page within a day or two. Okay. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Okay.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
See you at